And here we are, and welcome to the Pick and Flip Podcast here with you on this Sunday. A little late, better late than never, I suppose. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Is everybody unmuted?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
Great. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Tonight, I want to talk about eBay managed payments. Only a small cluster F on my part so far. We got to talk about why you can't sell Troll Daws or Nicorette anymore. We must discuss Extreme Unboxing a little bit because I know Jasper has watched it. Emily has. And Knox, he's a hippie and doesn't watch TV. Talk about Emily's brand new eBay. That's she's killing it, by the way, guys. So far.
How many sales are you up to?
Not sure.
16.
She's done good.
Well, she said 16 like there was some sass on that. 16.
No, I had to think about it because I couldn't.
How many you think?
Yeah. 100. Also, we'll talk about our weekly sales across all platforms and, of course, our finds of the week. See if anybody's going to make some big profit. A pretty exciting auction last night that ended. We'll talk about that and the vintage skateboard. So got a lot to talk about and a little bit of time. Actually, no, I took a nap. I'm good. Jasper, you about dead? You work today?
I worked last night, and I go back in the morning. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
What did Knox do with his Sunday?
I spent the day flea marketing and tag selling. I finally got out today. There was I had to go pick up a free item that was an hour and 40 minutes away that I wanted. So I turned it into a trip. And went all the way out. I hit a bunch of stops on the way and did really well, actually.
Oh, good.
That's actually what triggered me to set up the trains today.
I know, and I hate that. Hopefully, at some point, you can run out and try to see if you get it working again.
I'll try it again. Like, seriously, I got it going, and I was all excited, and I ate my dinner watching it for, 45 minutes to an hour before the show, and then it just shit out. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Well, you certainly made me laugh when he doesn't say anything and he just pops on this train cam and, you know, it's a full on shot of it coming around the bend and straight by. I certainly laughed about that. Listen, let's jump right into this real quick. eBay managed payments, big talk, cause a lot of people are switched over. Jasper, did you ever see where they said that they were going to, you know, they say to you, you're on the list, and then they said that they're going to give you X amount of days before you jump in, before they make you go into, you know, your date to switch, basically.
I still have not switched over yet.
Oh, okay.
They had told me end of July, and then when you said you got switched, I checked my messages to see if I could find a date.
Yeah,
and all they said was they would let me know 2 weeks and 2 days before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I haven't heard anything.
I got 24 hours notice of the date that mine was going to switch, but so far so good. Typical eBay fashion. You know, one of the biggest things in the beginning, talking about switching over from PayPal to managed payments was. A lot of people worried, including myself, because I hate having a ton of transactions. You know, when you get, yeah, we're all with red shirts today, dude. Thank you, Mikey. You know, when previously you'd have a PayPal balance because you get paid out instantly and you're able to, of course, ship with that balance. And nobody said anything about how that's going to be paid now, because they'll be holding your funds. So you're either going to get paid out daily or you're going to get paid out weekly, which it looks like it automatically sets to daily and you can change it to weekly. But I mean, if you're that much of a baller that you don't need money for a week, then feel free. But But anyway, so I got my 24-hour notice, and then first thing that I noticed is you can ship with your funds that they are holding, which is kind of cool. So I thought, as many other people did, that it was going to come out of your bank account for every single thing that you ship. And that would have been extremely annoying. What was the big thing we were talking about? The money on hold, right? That's the biggest thing, Jasper, in the groups right now that everybody's very confused about.
Yeah.
It says pending. And Knox, you're still on normal just through PayPal, too.
Yeah,
right?
I haven't. I don't know what you're talking about. Honestly, yeah. I'm just kind of pretending that I know.
Oh. the contract between PayPal and eBay is up soon. And they're switching over to do everything, and it's called eBay Managed Payments. And a lot of sellers are, as eventually everybody's going to be switched over to it. And they basically hold your money. Well, it comes up pending. And as far as pending goes, you can still use that pending money.
Can you transfer the pending money into your account?
Nope, they do it daily.
You dump it into your checking account.
Yeah, daily or weekly.
I don't think I like this.
A lot of people didn't like it. Trust me. A lot of people.
I'd rather be able to just see all the money in one spot and then transfer it over as I need. It's perfect. Oh,
absolutely. Change is always kind of crazy. So that's the big question. The way that it states it is that it is pending. And so people don't understand. Are they supposed to ship? Are you supposed to ship? Yes, you are. It's just that the money is pending to be shot. Did you guys see if there was a good ass crack when he left? I forgot to look.
I forgot to tell him that he needs a belt.
Yeah, we got a couple of really good ass crack shots already. There's a canceled glitch, and it happened to me the other day. I can't get it canceled. You got to like dig for it really hard to find where the canceled thing is, and it just says that it's pending. So that's kind of a bitch, and I know it's happened to a lot of people that are on managed payments already. And we were talking about this, Jasper, the unexpected listings that were pulled once you switch over. And yeah, you actually sent me over a list, didn't you?
Yeah, there's a list of things that you cannot sell now on managed payments, including cars, currency, smoking success, stuff to help you stop smoking.
Yeah, the Nicorette, which is what I got. That's what got pulled for mine. I didn't even see. I think he sent that over in the other one there. The whole list.
Yeah.
Cool. They didn't even say anything, and mine just got, yanked, gone. Oh, this stupid ass thing. What are you trying to get the train going?
No, somebody came to my door.
Oh, you drug dealing now or something?
No.
Grilled chicken delivery?
Jesus Christ. Oh, I've missed you so much these last few days.
Was it a jar? They bring you a big new fresh jar of skunk? Hang on, I'm trying to pull this thing up. Trying to figure it out. Technology. Oops. And yeah. Did I get it? Did it work? I think so. Here's the list. And it is so small I can't even read it.
Can you not zoom in?
No. No, it's just a Facebook message.
There's gotta be a way. Save there's the no pic. Way. Well, whatever.
Yeah, not that much time.
Read it off.
Adult only items, including movies and video games, auction services, gold, coins and paper money, gift cards and coupons, lodging, timeshares, vacation packages and car rentals, memberships for campgrounds and RV parks, motor vehicles, the smoking stuff, tickets to travel, events, experiences and wine. It's kind of a broad thing, but my God, what the cars thing. It's so weird. Why are some of them, they not, it's so weird. What do you think,
Jasmine? Some of these things I didn't even know were like a thing sold on eBay.
Yeah, but like the cars, like eBay Motors is a big part of eBay. Why are they going to force you to go to managed payments and then say you can't sell cars on managed payments?
John always coming in. Let me try.
Thank you, John.
Let me try. Control plus zoom in. Learning. Where the hell is Zoom?
No, it's just control plus, honey.
Got it. Where's the plus at? Oh.
I think you're zooming out.
Well, that's plus.
There you go. Just slowly.
Keep up.
Yeah, well, okay.
It's behind it. It's zooming behind it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, we'll work on that. Brett, check it in. Man, now that I found y'all, you're so damn entertaining. I find it very hard to get anything done while y'all are on. You guys keep up the great stuff. Thank you, Brett. Thanks for coming through. Let's see what 365 Yard Care says. Man, how in the heck am I going to get anything done now that I found y'all? Great content for sure. Thank you. This new payment system sounds sort of like Square Payments. I don't know a lot about what Square Payments are. You don't?
Is that like with the little thing you attach to your phone so you can do credit cards?
Yeah, basically. Okay. Could have done that. Anyways, so that's the deal with that. I thought that was kind of weird. And again, you know, typical eBay fashion doesn't even say anything. It just happens. Or if they say anything, it's hard to even figure out that that's that. So anyways, Knox, you want to go first with your we're going with your finds and
sure.
Then,
I'll
knock out all this stuff.
So check it out. Look what I found.
Oh, look at that. Bolo from the Jasper. And look what he found
from the first one. $1.10 a pop
from Walmart. I see. No.
Yep. I bought every single one of them. They're over in the clearance aisle.
Nice. Did you get yelled at by any see you next Tuesday or anything?
I did get a weird look from a cashier, but other than that, no. That's about it. She said, do you like these? I said, I like to sell these.
No wonder why she gave you a bad look.
Yeah, she didn't think it was funny. What were you gonna say?
She should have just said yes.
What were the comps and solds on those? I don't even remember now.
Like 6 for $20. $20 or $25.
How many did you get?
There's probably 20 right there. So not too shabby. That wasn't bad at all. I'm going to see how those do. I haven't gotten listed up yet, but I was excited when I saw them, and I was even more excited to take all of them.
See, Jasper already making you money.
Let me see.
John, we agree. I like PayPal.
Check this out. This was from a flea market that was in Massachusetts, and there was a big old Trump tent set up. Mm-hmm. And this guy had these. He was also selling Trump flags. Get on the Trump train. Pardon.
God bless.
Yeah.
Seltzer.
Got some fry boots, dude.
Oh, never those are them. Good.
All fry right. Shoes. Comps go anywhere from 55 to 125.
Yeah.
Brand new. And I paid $10 for that. So that should do fairly well.
I have a pair of Frey boots that are in Creed's eBay room that are about $150 that I haven't even listed.
Now, Creed's standing up, as we can't pull these up yet. I was able to go into this small little shack. This flea market's a bunch of small shacks. It's like a shed and breakfast. Little Charles Park Boy reference there. But anyway, I was able to go into this small shack, and these people kept on trying to come in when I was in there, and I kept farting, and it gassed everybody out. Nobody would come in while
so
I was in there.
Gross.
But it was, listen, gross as it may be, I was having a little bit of a gastrointestinal distress, and it was able to let me pick in peace. So that was all right. These are bamboo ski poles.
Look at what's happening over here on this bank.
What happened?
Thanks, John. Don't tell me to do anything with technology. Jesus Christ. I F it all.
bamboo ski poles. I got four sets, so 8 poles total for $35 total.
Do you think that possibly the woman at Walmart was giving you a bad look because you just basically crop dusted her the whole time also?
I didn't break wind at Walmart. That was yesterday.
Tell me what kind they were. Were they real real potent? Or
they were bad. I mean, bad enough that I didn't like the smell.
Was your ass crack hanging out too?
Might have been.
You need a belt, by the way.
I was in these pants. I don't have a belt on. The belt I have keeps on rubbing against my stomach and giving me little marks.
Aww.
So I took it off. It gets itchy. Aww. But anyway, comps on the bamboo vintage ski poles go for about $95 a pair.
Really?
Yeah.
Ain't that something?
Yep. So we'll see how they do. What I don't have on here, and I meant to take a picture of, which was what got me going on the train kick today, mm-hmm. was that I walked up on a table and there was a box of track, and I could see there were a couple switches in there. I like the switches. The Lionel switches always do pretty well, especially if they're electric. So I was able to negotiate the whole box down to $20. In the end, the box contained 6 switches, 3 left hands and 3 right hands, and they're all electric, and cool. And they go for about $25 a piece.
Lionel.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So I got those. I also got a cool pre-war Lionel train crossing with the bell, the ding 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 ding.
Yeah,
that was neat. That was pretty cool. That he actually came down in price because, and he wanted 30 for it. When I bought the box of switches and stuff, I gave him a 50, and he gave me $50 back. And so I gave him one of his 20s back, and he really appreciated that, and gave me the ding 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 crossing for $10 instead of 30, which is what he wanted for it.
Nice.
So that was cool.
Well, I hope before the podcast ends, you can go in there and just try to get it rolling. And
I will. I'll try again. I'm sure it'll work again in a few minutes. I just ran it like crazy for a good hour. So,
do you guys want to take bets? You know that is that it? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off if that wasn't all.
I mean, yeah, for the most part, the two items that I went for, by the way, for the hour and 40 minutes.
Oh yeah.
One is a pair of Salomon snowblades.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do well with those.
Yeah.
And they were free. And I also got a folding 1970s folding plastic toboggan.
Folding?
Folds into 3 sections.
All right.
That's very long.
Sounds safe.
Right? Jesus.
People go nuts over that, I'm telling you, once the snow starts flying.
Do you guys want to guess her total for the 16 sales before I put it up? And keep in mind, it's been a week, right, honey? I mean, how long have you had the account? 2 weeks total? Mm-hmm.
So
when did you start listing, though? Not 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was like last Friday. No, wait. Hold on.
No, you don't have to look
this. This is going
to
be gross sales, or does that include shipping in the total?
It's
it's
her 90-day total.
Okay.
That comes.
Does that include shipping amounts, too?
That's
they do, I think.
I don't know about that.
Jasper?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know.
90-day total, I'm going to say $575.
All right. Jasper?
I'm going to say $450.
Well, Knox wins. $606.
Nice.
Which I think is damn good. You got a good buyer, though. You know.
And you've been buying this stuff from her just to boost her numbers up?
Well, no, this is a split thing between her and I. This is, you know, the.
No, we're not rigging this, Dom.
It's like all our money.
No, it's, you know, we started that because I didn't want a bunch of stuff on my account.
This is stuff that we've listed from our unboxings that, you know.
Yeah, this is a.
Don't go to the flea market, and I don't like selling really small things on Facebook Marketplace.
No,
so
she does not.
It bugs me. It really does.
So how do you like it so far, Emily? The eBay.
It's fun. I do it on my phone though, and I feel like there's certain things that you can't do on your phone, which is annoying.
There is.
Like, I have to list an item, and if I have to do a quantity, I have to do it on the computer for some reason. I don't know why.
You know, a lot of people do it all from their phone now, but I'm still old school where I take a picture, and, I mean, a camera into the garage, take a bunch of pictures, and put the SD card in my computer, and then sit down and list.
Yeah. I mean, I use my phone to list on Facebook, and, you know, so I just used to using my phone. Also do it for Poshmark too, but I don't know. I see why it's not everyone's favorite, because like I said, there's just certain things you can't do. Like if I wanted to change the quantity for some reason, it won't let me do that on my phone.
Yeah, we're trying to do a quantity thing, and there was something else. There's a few different limitations. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. And there's always people bitching and complaining about that when you list on your phone. There's defaults that if you don't click off of them, you're going to have like things for the global shipping program, for instance. That's a perfect example.
Yeah, on mine at the bottom, it asks if I want to do that, like when I go into my shipping. But it's always off, so I don't have to worry about that, thankfully.
Because, and here's another thing too, is of course, you know, with her brand new thing, all of the here it comes. Just got covered up, darn it. Almost had a nice ass crack. So the other thing is too, is like most of her money's like held up to the end of August, you know, because it's a new account. But Jasper, how about this? Brand new account, and she has a limit of like, I think it's 200 lists. They gave her 200 free listings. I always thought it was just 10. And
yeah, I thought they started you with 10 and then you had to call. Y'all didn't have to call or anything?
No,
I think that's probably the normal, but like last month and this month, it's been a promotion thing that everyone gets 200 free listings. So I've just been able to do that, which is nice because I don't have to wait to list stuff. But
how's your feedback looking?
I got one feedback. So far.
But, well, you already had two though, right? That were from buying on the account.
Yeah. I put a check before I came on here to see for my selling.
Whoops.
Oh my God, that's loud. crap. Sorry,
he's calling you at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday.
It's these people for the wedding. It's really annoying, by the way. What was I saying?
I don't know. For your boyfriend called. You're talking about feedback, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. I checked and I had one feedback review and it just said, good job.
Way to go. Next question Jasper needs to ask is, how many times did you get ripped off and how many scams are people running?
Okay. Let me tell the story because you're mean about it. So I do get a lot of offers that are like, you know, the text me and will fit, you know, whatever. So I do get a lot of those, but this, one of the mood light kits that we sold, it was like $50, $60. And the guy sent me a message and said, hey, I received it, but the plug was missing. And I'm just a paranoid person and I didn't want him to like come after me, especially with a brand new account. So I messaged, I said, sorry about that. Like, I'll send you out a new plug because we had another set. And Creed got really mad at me because he said the guy was lying and that it was a factory sealed item, which I think it was. But my problem is I don't trust myself to really.
You think like, it was.
Know that. Well,
number one, you sold it as that. Number two, there's pictures that show it being factory sealed. And number three, they came out of fresh cases.
No,
so
I
here's
think
the
that.
Thing.
But now, here was explain. My thing. I was being paranoid and thinking that, like, oh, I had two and I took pictures and maybe the one that was factory sealed and didn't think to check the other one and maybe it wasn't. That's what I was panicking.
So anyway, she lets me go off for about 20 minutes because I'm telling her that she is getting scammed. And, you know, she lets me go on and on and on and then says, oh, but I already told him I was going to send him another one.
No.
Oh, that didn't go well.
No.
That wasn't good. That just we have a train derailment somewhere near the New York-Vermont border. Anyways, the guy's scamming you. He scammed you. He got you. The whole thing is that people find these brand new accounts with people that have, especially because, you know, she's got some expensive stuff up there. And this was a, you know, an LED mood lighting kind of electronic type, you know. You know, I know it was factory sealed. The guy, I guarantee you, bought a broken one off of eBay. Got now, you know, now he's got his extra plug and his brand new, you know.
Well, and Emily's defense too, Creed absolutely never gives anyone the benefit of the doubt. Like every single person that's scamming him.
Yes, this is true. That is Creed's automatic thing. He always thinks people are scamming. But I did look at the guy's profile, and he had like a bunch of feedback, and it was all positive.
He had like 500 feedback, but those are that means nothing to me other than he's trying. I mean, an age old thing to get it for free, because people with an account like yours is going to do exactly what you just did. That's the whole point. That's why you're a target. Okay. And that 500 feedback just means that he's a professional at it. That's how I feel anyways. The chances of that not having a plug. And then the other thing that pissed me off is she walks right in and grabs the other $50 one, right? That's factory sealed, and back and forth about wanting to open the damn thing. That's where I got pissed off about it. And of course, you know, she won and opened it. Oh, imagine that. There's a plug in there.
I'm not saying that there wasn't. I'm just saying that, like, for the benefit of being a new seller, because sometimes, like, we miss things that maybe I thought both were factory sealed, but they weren't. Okay. And so
you think that it came out of the case like that and just opened or something is what you're saying?
Okay. You keep saying that, but you didn't see the person that we bought the box from actually put it in there. You're just assuming. What if they had a mixture of stuff? You don't know.
If I have any doubt at all that the person's not being genuine, I just say,
send it back.
That's fine. I'll take a return. You can send it back. And if they're trying to scam you, you'll never hear nothing else from them.
You're absolutely right. And if they have to send it back or anything, that's the first thing that you've got to do is say, well, we accept returns, so sorry about that, and send it back, and we'll take care of it. Because then all of a sudden, you know.
Well, now I know. And I won't do that again.
Don't be so quick. I mean, listen, the guy could have won $1 million in the lottery and got one factory sealed, and the factory forgot over in China to put it in there. It's possible. It happens. But, I mean, you know, chances are pretty good, especially with you being a target. You know, I would have said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Just, you know, send it back, please. And just like Jasper said, typically you won't hear back from them. Already slowing down.
Anywho, so do we want to go through my solds, or are we going to go to Jasper and then go back to that? What are we
doing? Do I have your soul? I've got
souls. I sent you everything.
Okay.
All aboard.
I got it. Choo-choo.
Come on. It's sweet, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And we'll watch it go by through one more time. I love listening to it. Sounds like real one.
Miller High Life.
I saw that.
Just for you, Creed.
Thanks. Anyways, I got the ones that we put up on my account are solds. I got a few of them up.
I sent you.
Yeah, I know. I've got them. If you just chill out for just a second, if I can do it in order to make it easier for me, because we're sharing the screen on here. Okay. That water pick sold really quick. Got $60 out of it. And again, this, if any of you seen any of the unboxings that we've done, you'll see this is all stuff from that that she's been selling on hers, and we'll pull that up in a minute. And that I've put up on my account as well. So it's a $60 on the water pick that sold real quick. We got the Swarovski Christmas ornament. I also did mention. So this is kind of weird, and Jasper, I'll have to ask you, and Knox, what you would have done. But so there was a small black mark on the bottom of it. We made sure to take a picture of it, and I put it in the listing, and I think that it's from the way that it was sitting in the black foamy, rubbery type stuff that's inside the box. I'm almost certain that it came from there, and I said in the listing, I said, I'm not, you know, I didn't attempt to clean it or anything. So they sell for between $60 and $80. They're $80 or $90 on Amazon. But so I listed it at $40, at $39.98, because they on Swarovski, I don't even say that correctly. I know that. But on that website, they sell them for $39.98 or $99, and they have them in stock. So do you think I did the right? I mean, is that the right price? I think so. I mean,
did they pay it?
Yeah, they did quick.
Well, then I'd say you priced it right.
Yeah, I think so too.
You were, you're just trying to get the damn things sold.
I've sold stuff like that where I sold it higher than you can get it for on the website and it was in stock. Just like you said, I don't know.
I think that if it were perfect, I probably would have at least put it up for 60 or 70, I think.
Was there free shipping?
Yeah, I do everything free shipping.
All right, so then you definitely did it right.
This thing is still cancellation pending. This is the one that I was telling you about. This is part of the new managed payment. So they give you a chance to, I guess, refund it, and then it just comes up as an error, and then it goes into this cancellation pending thing, and that is the only spot that I can find it, by the way. There's no any alerts what anywhere on my eBay and all that. It's one of those Microtouch Solo. It's the one that you wanted to throw away because it had been slightly used.
I don't remember that. And I don't ever throw anything away. Thank you very much.
If you say so. But anyway, so it's only a Microtouch Solo. It's not a big deal. These sold real quick, the Xbox wireless controllers. We had to do a little, this shows you how old I'm getting. She, of course, instantly, she's like other people that buy returns or pallet merchandise. They're broken. They're missing everything. They're done. Got to throw them away. No. I don't ever throw anything away.
I don't throw things away. I put them in a freaking other pile to be sold somewhere else.
I said, I don't think that they are. And so both of them were missing parts and pieces. So batteries now, I guess, are just regular batteries. They don't do the battery packs per se with most of them. And there's no more cords and stuff because it's Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. And, you don't have a little dongle or whatever they're called either. So anyways, a dongle, a boondongle.
Boondongle.
So we got $60 for the Xbox wireless controller, which I think is pretty good.
How'd the Switch ones do?
48 on the other. I don't think we've sold. Have we sold any of the Switch controllers yet?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, wow. Duh.
Oh,
how'd they do?
Well, if we could go to my screens, then I would let you know. But Creed likes to go first. So.
Yeah. Whatever this thing is, it's a finger.
Blood pressure thing.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was $28. And then within a few minutes, we sold a brother, not the one that I'm saving for you, Jasper. It's a brother toner cartridge. Got $60 in free shipping out of that. Nice. And I think that is it. I believe. All right. Let me find yours, son. Did you send them to me?
Yes.
Chill out. by the way, hey, Jasper, you want to talk about why you can't sell a troll doll right now?
I haven't. I just learned about this like yesterday.
Have you seen a picture of it yet?
I have.
Have you heard about it, hon?
Are you talking about the Trump thing that they made?
No, the troll doll.
It's a troll doll.
Basically, it's supposed to be where when you sit the doll down, it giggles. But it's got a sensor, basically in its private parts, and so they're now being banned.
Yeah,
and it really is right between the legs.
Yeah,
it is.
But the thing is that everybody's troll dolls are getting yanked down. And I think that's really stupid and very lazy on eBay's part. But that's how they do things.
Well, also the banned ones now, like people are selling them for like $140. Well, like instant collector's item or
banned ones, what?
The new banned troll dolls. Have you heard about those?
If you quit playing with your train.
It stopped working. I got a little concerned.
I noticed. Yeah, we're just talking about this troll doll that they're taking off the shelves and you cannot sell anywhere because right in the middle where it's privates are is where you press a button.
Oh.
And just FYI, we did sell one of those things for $17.50, apparently. One of the Nintendo Switch.
No.
It says ship for $17.50.
That is not the Nintendo Switch. That is the off-brand, Amazon brand.
I understand. That's what he's talking about, honey.
That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the Nintendo Switch Mario ones. Thank you. Anywho.
Gotcha. I'm sorry.
Put him in his place, Sam.
There is one of us on here, Tony D, that knows all about selling panties, and it's not me.
Anywho, so this is what some of my sold. So yes, that is the black off-brand Nintendo Switch controller for 17 whatever, because I can't read it.
Clark, what's going on is we're going through our sold stuff because this is how we make a living. Oh, Clark, another one from the another new fan from the High Speed Chase from the other day. You're awesome, Clark. Go ahead. Sorry, honey.
It's okay. And then the thing above it is Arkin wireless earbuds. And
or Anchor.
Anchor? Is that what it is? I don't know.
Arkin.
Arkin. Gotta go to the bathroom and drop Arkin, dude.
Gotta go drop a couple Arkins, do you? Do you, dude?
And I think that sold for 30-something. I don't know. Can you see it on your screen, hon?
$30.98.
Wow. Thank you. Okay, next.
Very welcome. Next.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So then this is up top is the baby monitor for $54. And then sold two of the Chromecasts, $30 a piece on those.
They're hot. Those Chromecasts are really hot. She got a ton of messages that wanted them for, you know, $20, of course.
Yeah.
$30, is that not full retail, right? Isn't that what they sell for?
It's pretty close, I think.
I don't know. That's just what the going thing was, and I wasn't going to go any lower than that. Anywho. And then down below is the Batman Lego for $22.90, I think that's it.
$22.50, a little too cheap on that.
Yeah, that one was my first sold. And then,
all right, now there's the Switch. See, I thought we sold a two-pack of them. 55.
I know. I was just saying that I wanted to get to it. And I didn't want to jump ahead. That's all.
Sorry.
Anywho, so we sold two. They're in two-packs. So two of the Nintendo Switch trollers for $55. And I think I took an offer on that. I think it was listed for $60. And then the DS game, I actually got $21.99. Adam.
Don't be jumping by the fully brand new factory sealed monster, mood lighting kit for $50.
Anywho, yes, the mood lighting kit for $50. If anyone was paying attention earlier, that's the one Creed got mad at me at because the guy messaged me and said that he was missing the plug, mm-hmm. and I
brand new factory
sealed. Jumped the gun and said that we would ship him a new plug. But anywho. We did get
yes, sir. Sorry, Team Tobin.
He's scamming you. He doesn't need that plug. He's full of shit.
And by the way, $22 on that Minecraft game, which I didn't even think you'd be able to sell, was pretty good.
Yeah.
Because the comps on it are not awesome. I think you broke a record on that, TBH.
No, that's they were all going for around $20. All right. Next, thank you.
I feel terrible. Like I suck at eBay now because I haven't sold a damn thing in the last like 2 weeks.
And she mailed out 16.
You don't list as much as you buy. Yeah. That's a problem, Knox.
What?
It's okay. I said you don't list as much as you buy.
I know. That is the problem.
But it's okay because that's how and it you is
buy,
on my box.
You buy oddball stuff that's not like, just think all these are like poly mailers. You know what I mean? Little easy to ship stuff too.
Yeah. So the item on top is the JBL wireless earbuds, and we actually got a lot for those. 52. Yeah,
52. I think that's good.
Yeah. And then below is like a VTech kids camera with like a tripod. And that was
41.
Did that say 40? Okay. Yeah,
Jasper, 41. Isn't it crazy? It's 2020 and still hawking VTech kitty zooms. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I mean, that's one thing off. Yeah, no, I did too. But I mean, they keep making new ones and keep making that. I think was a dual camera. It was kind of cool looking.
I think when I first met you, that was like one of the first things I was buying from you was VTech kitty zooms and
the digital DVD camera,
the DVD players.
Oh yeah. Sent me that. Yeah. That was.
Was a Panasonic shaver.
Did you sell it or did you just?
I did. Listed it for 22, sold it for 20. And then I think there's another thing. Yeah. And these were yesterday's solds. So they're very recent. And then that is a Netgear, right?
Yeah, a modem.
Yeah, a modem for...
And again, if you've seen any of the unboxing, this is all stuff from the unboxing videos that we've done.
And then I think you have to jump ahead a few, but... oh, no. Crap. I keep forgetting all the things.
Oh, did you sell the Hue lights?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was actually on our way home from flea market. I sold the one pack. Well, it's one box of a two pack for, let's say 35?
35, yeah.
Yeah. I thought I took an offer on that for lower, but I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
It doesn't show if you took an offer. It'll still show a lot of time. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, no. That one I did get 35 for. Those are the smaller bulbs. I was thinking of something else. Anyway. And then below it is a Lego, the Stephanie's like horse Lego kit. And that was 30.98.
Okay. Is that everything?
No, there should be like two more things. I just don't know why. Not that. That's our. I didn't mean to send that. That's our food.
Well, there's me having dinner with Bishop during the lottery thing today.
Can you skip over like two pictures? Because it was like we sold it like when we were on here. No, that's not it.
Yeah, I don't see anything except for Facebook. It's all right. What was it, Hunter?
I just sent it to you because it was I just sold it while we were getting ready to go live.
Oh, speaking of work.
So it should be like right
remember
there.
Remember the big Olaf thing? Oh! Honey?
Yes, the big Olaf thing.
Yeah, the big frozen Olaf remote control thing.
Yep.
Oh, we have it listed for 40. Never mind.
Okay.
It was a $28 offer. We'll just go ahead and counter that with a 38.
Oh my god, did you see how fast it was going?
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, this is like a rocket. Yeah, right down there, babe. Oh, was my last thing.
All right. The Hue lights? That's what it is.
That was just a different box. That was the one I thought that...
Give it 20 minutes. Coming up. What's Team Tobin say? Here's the secret. When I used to do storage auctions before the pandemic, it was worth $50. I sold it for $25. I once bought a storage unit for $1 and made over $600 on it. On eBay and Marketplace and Craigslist. For some reason, people think that, oh, you need to ask full price for everything, sell it cheap, and you get rid of it. No, it's very true. You ought to see the stuff that was sold at the flea market today. We had a nice day at the flea market, even though it's 9,000 degrees out and 60% humidity. Is this at the Hue lights you're talking?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a different set. For
yeah, so this is a different set. This is the one I was thinking of. So I listed these for, I think, 23, and I took an offer of 20, almost. So that's almost all of our light bulbs, except there's like a four-pack up there of these different Hue lights that aren't as expensive. I think they go for like 15, 20 a piece. So they're up there for like 50 or 60 bucks. And they're the only ones we have left. I think that's kind
of
cool.
And I've had a lot of lowball offers on this tiny little Hue plug that I guess runs them. And no, we've got them listed for...
I don't think it runs them. Okay. But well, it's that's... a It's a Bluetooth plug. I don't know what that means.
It says it on the box that it
does. Okay. Never mind. Sorry.
Never mind. It's okay. What, Johnny? So say if someone bought 100 plus CB radio antennas that are 60 foot long. Is that inches or foot?
60 inches.
Where would you get boxes to ship them?
Oof. I know the answer.
Yeah, what's that? Fishing?
Run down to the hardware store and get the boxes that the fluorescent bulbs come in.
Mm.
Put those together, and you can usually they're pretty narrow. You can get that done for.
It's a pretty good idea.
You know, a decent amount of money.
They do sell those tubes, but I think they're expensive.
Well, the fluorescent bulb boxes are free if you can ask the right person.
Yeah. Good point.
Ooh.
Yes. Thank you, Barrett. Hub. Say it properly. Hey. A hub.
Tobin's telling us how he gets it done.
Hub. Someone gives me a low ball offer, I counter that price. I know. I'm telling you, man, you should see me. You should have seen how many people I walked away from at the flea market today.
He does. He just walks away from them, and then the people just turn around and then stare at me. And I'm like, what do you want me to do?
Listen, I mean, you know, I'm already given a deal. So this one that I do remember, and I almost picked up the two fans and put them back up on the table. Like literally, there was a couple of times where, you know, so the fans, we usually sell these particular fans $30 and then we'll drop them down to 25. And now we're getting down to the end. It's the end of the hotness for the most part. You know, so 25 is, you know, kind of the going rate on these, and they're Target fans. They're nice. They retail for like 60. So anyways, they wanted two of them. I go through them, check them out. They're all perfect. The guy brings over off of the Amazon table stuff, a 25 foot HDMI cable. Now I understand in our world that they're not worth that much, but try and go to a store and buy a 25 foot cable or even Amazon. Not that they're super expensive, but you got to wait for them. The guy has that, a lightning cable, I think a couple of lightning cables and a wall charger that had a cable also. And the guy wanted, I told him 48 for two of the fans, all those things I just said, 48, which is more than fair. It's like $5 for that HDMI cable, which was brand new and beautiful. You know, and the three other things. And he kept going with the 40 and kept going and going and going and going and going. So I walked away finally, but I almost grabbed it. I almost grabbed the two fans and just threw them back up on the table because he pissed me off.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes it's really a little bit too much. But
yeah. And then my annoying thing today at the flea market was this couple who asked about a fan. It was like a little desk fan. And I was like, yeah, did you want me to open it up and we can test it? We got outlets or whatever.
That one was funny.
He was like, yeah, sure. So I go to unwrap it and I have it. It's literally like brand new, but I'm still going to plug it in just because I don't like for people to come back later and yell at me. And then his wife comes over and she goes, no, I don't want that one. I want this one. And she points to the stack that we have. I said, it's the same fan. And she goes, yeah, but I want that box. And I was like, okay. So then I just grabbed it and she just like took it and like started walking off. And so her husband paid me. And so I was like, whatever, I guess I don't want to test it. And then he goes running after, he's like, babe, don't you want to test that? And she goes, oh yeah. And then gives it to him to come back to me to test it. And of course it didn't work. And then I was like, see, so then I go back over to the box that I was originally going to give them that was brand new. I said, see, this is why I was trying to give you this one, because it's still wrapped in the plastic and has everything together. See, okay.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plug customers, customers always right, honey. Customers always right.
Oh my god, that one just made me mad because it was just so stupid. Like, it's the same fan. Why are you just like, I don't know. It was, oh, sorry. See, that's how mad I got. I just hit my phone.
last night, right around this time, this was kind of fun. And Knox, you'll enjoy this. So this, yep. Did you hear it? Did we talk about this already? Or
I mentioned that I picked it up last week at Goodwill for $8.
All right. And so, yeah. So tell the whole story then.
So I couldn't find anything like as far as my research other than the date, the year it was made and the company that made it was all I could find. So I said, well, you know, I'll throw it up on auction. I started at $49.95 in 5-day auction and see what happens. Well, I list it, and overnight I wake up to an offer for $350.
Wow.
To just take it off auction and put a buy now on there. And I said, you know what? Get that kind of offer that quick, it must be something pretty special. So I said, I'm letting the auction ride out. So I get a couple more offers asking, or not actual offers, just people asking if I would put a buy now on it. And I was like, no, I'm going to let the auction go. So then I decided to post it in a skateboard collector group just to get some information. And immediately I started getting inboxes of somebody offered me $350. And then I told them, no. And somebody else, like three other people were asking me how much. And then the guy that offered me $350 and I told him no, he come back at $550. And I said,
$550, Jesus.
I said, you know, that's hard, but you know, it'd be outside of eBay. I don't have any kind of seller protection or anything. Yeah. So I said, I'm gonna let the auction ride because I think I had like 48 watchers or 49 watchers on this auction. And I said, I'm gonna let it ride. And this is what it ended up at. $220.50.
Yeah, but keep in mind this though. So I want to say there was what when I jumped on was watching, was there like 15 minutes left somewhere around there? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was not good at all.
No, not at all. There was like one and then
$1 till like the last 10 minutes, and then the actual action didn't happen till the last 30 seconds.
Oh yeah, not even. I mean seriously, even at that minute mark, nothing. And then 81, and then right to 224, which still was good. Yeah, and I think that if you didn't get those offers,
I'd be thrilled with 224 if I wouldn't have been offered 350 and 550.
But and this is the one that you found that you were talking about a few weeks ago, right? That you weren't sure what it was. We'll roll the dice on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so glad
this guy Jason Deal, like he created a company, and it's kind of like. What somebody referred to it as the supreme of the skateboard world, like really high end stuff. And this is from like way back. This is like, I think somebody said the fourth deck he ever made. Wow. So it's from his early days.
I think it's pretty safe to say that this was so rare that there weren't any comps. And I think that you kind of set the bar on that if any others come up, you know, for now.
Well, there is some hope because the guy who bought it is in Tokyo and has yet to pay. So I'm kind of hoping he doesn't pay so I can put it on a buy it now with best offer. And
oh, no kidding.
Money. Yeah.
The winner of this has not paid yet.
Has not paid yet. I'm
kind of. Hey, it's international.
Yeah.
Ooh. Interesting.
I sent a payment or an invoice today. So I'll give him a couple of days and if he doesn't.
Yeah. Pay, how long do you have to wait before you can be like, cancel that shit?
You can't.
Like 3 days, something like that.
And you don't just cancel it. You turn them in for not paying, which they get dinged on their account if they don't pay, which is good. All right. Next up
it's still good money, though. You only get $8.
It's just a little disappointing.
It is, yeah. Just,
But I'm just trying to make it feel a little better.
Oh, this is cool.
This wasn't really disappointing. This is kind of surprising. This is an old Sesame Street keyboard, and I sold it pretty quick within a couple of days, $39.95 plus shipping. I paid $2 for that. So, does not look like a $40 keyboard, but
sure doesn't.
And then,
I've had
this for like 2 years now. I've bought a set of four. For $15 a piece, and the artist is pencil signed by the artist, and it's an artist proof, and he died in like 1935, so it's pretty old. And I had each one listed for $500 or best offer, and someone bought this one. I took offer of $350 on this one.
Jeez, I did like the Franken box you made for it.
Yeah, here's a little tip to get to the next picture. If you do, it doesn't have to be artwork, anything kind of small. It works with dishes too. But pool noodles, like when they go on sale for 25 or 50 cents a piece, are really good to keep around because you can split them right down the side and now, they'll wrap around a picture frame.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Where do you get the eBay tape?
That's free, kind of.
If you have an eBay store, they send you a coupon. Like I get a $50 coupon to use on the eBay shipping supply store.
Yeah.
And how overpriced are the supplies?
They're really not bad.
Enough. I can tell you this. Just think about how much tape I use. And I have 100 rolls, if not more. And I mean, I use a lot of tape. So I don't think it's really overpriced. I love the tape. A lot of people hate the tape. And I mean, that is a...
I don't think it's the best quality I've ever used. And I probably wouldn't buy it if I didn't have the free eBay coupon.
Oh, yeah, no. I would never go out and buy it. But some people like my parents love the tape from like Costco and Sam's Club, which is the Scotch, very, very thick, clear tape, which I hate with a passion. And that's why I was always down to the Chinese banana box places buying their tape, the clear tape, because it's super thin. And I'm constantly with my teeth, which is terrible. But Barrett says, good idea on the pool noodles.
Hi, pool Barrett. Noodles,
pool noodles are very good also to put up into the corner of the pop-up tents and to keep the
water from on. Pulling up.
Yeah. Yep, yep. John says, hate the tape. I only get it because they have that coupon. Yeah. No, what do you hate about the tape, though? Because it's really sticky.
I don't think it
really sticks that well.
You don't think so? What does it not stick to?
Like when I'm taping boxes, like it seems like it's always coming up on the edges.
You just use maybe five
just
times
rubbing it down.
Use five times. You just don't have the right touch. You don't have the right rub. Well, it looks good.
But after I get it like that, I just pretty much wrap it in cardboard and tape it up really good. Like that.
Oh, so then you put a box around what we just saw?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And extra insurance on that one because it was $350.
So. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Will you give Barrett some credit for saying it was a great idea?
Yeah, I just said it was. I just said that Barrett said it was a great idea. Jesus, attention whore. Just kidding.
He wants Jeez. You to know.
Just kidding.
Barrett. I want to welcome everybody to pop.
Nice riffs, yes. By the way, Jasper.
Hey, Emily, no good free Lord. Commercials. Huh?
Sorry.
I said nice rips. Good job.
Nice what? The rips. Hell are you talking about?
Profit. Rip? Rips. Rips.
Rips? What are you, surfer dude now or something?
R-I-P-S. Rips.
Oh, I have one more thing, too. I don't have a picture of it. But
stop hitting on the damn tape, people. It's great tape.
Well, that is my chipper saying she hates the tape. So she doesn't like my package.
Here's one really quick, Emily. Then you say, my mother despises the black and white eBay tape that you have there to the point where I've switched it out with the colorful one because I'll take it. I don't care. But she hates using the white and black eBay tape.
I think it looks cool. But I think
better
she just like
colored one. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think she likes to have the fun colors.
Great. That's good. It was a great idea. And by the way, Jasper, great rips. Great rips, Jasper. Great rips, dude. Bro.
I got one more for you that I found today at the flea market.
Ooh.
Can you see? It's hold on. Vintage.
Is it a phone?
Yeah, it's a neon phone. Vintage. Like 90s.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
I used to have. It's
still brand new in the plastic on the inside.
Oh, do you think that that's around the same time as the phones that were like just clear plastic? Remember those?
Yes, about the same.
Did you see? I always wanted one of those, but my mom would never get me a phone.
Oh, how dare she!
I'm pretty sure I can get $80 for that.
That's pretty damn good. Did you see in the group somebody that posted a picture of the phone that they found that had that hangs in the bathroom? And it has an AM/FM stereo on it. It's a phone, and you hang your toilet paper on it. Did you see that? It's crazy. I've never seen anything like that. Knox, what are you doing? Getting some belt buckles from Amazon or something?
No.
What did John say? I found 3 Civil War prints that go for around $150 each at Goodwill, and the people at Goodwill put big pieces of tape directly on the print. Oh, and wrote the price in marker that bled through onto it.
That sucks.
I hate that. Terrible. Turbin, public storage auctions open up around you guys, my local teams. In South Carolina, anyways, where we're at, I mean, everything is going on. I mean, nothing really slows down around here. You just got to wear a mask when you walk into the restaurant and take it off when you sit down. That's about it. That's about the only restriction.
No, just the buffet
line with a mask on today.
Did you really? Yeah. How did that work? Was that kind of weird? Fine.
Nah. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But you're still touching the same tongs as everybody else. So what?
Well,
is
you have
doing?
To wear gloves at this place too.
Oh my God! Seriously,
you have to put a glove on the hand that you're gonna. Just while you're serving, going through the buffet line.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean,
all right.
Why wear a mask if you're just gonna go barehanded on a tong?
That's what one the place snot protectors for.
I agree. Right? They've been protecting forever. This one that used to be by your old house, that Chinese buffet that we used to go to all the time.
Yeah.
That one was the most annoying thing about it was the 9 million people that come in to get their big foam thing and stuff as much food into that thing as you can for takeout. I swear to God, there's more people there standing in line at this buffet for takeout than there is for the actual buffet. And they come out, they
weigh, because they weigh it and it's by the pound. So like,
yeah, you think that it'd be so
that place was by the plate is pretty much as you could fit in the plate.
Well, they've got that. They've got hibachi competition down there. That video that kind of went near where you're at in Florence, that kind of sort of went viral there with the guy stuffing a ton of hibachi into the foam plate. Did you see
that's
that?
That's the Chinese place in the mall, the Magnolia Mall, and that's the way they always do your plate. Like you can either get two meats or three meats, and they always fill it like that every time. It's like $8.
We have one buffet place that's, I guess, not really close here. It's like what, in Concord or something? I don't know.
Oh yeah, but that. So this one that we found in Concord is like the one. There's one in Wilmington, and there's one that was in Florence that was by, across from the mall. That one that looks like Las Vegas when you walk in, you know.
You know
I'm talking about? That big one. Yeah, they've got one in Wilmington also. We found one up that's kind of along the same lines because they have a giant fountain when you walk in. That's usually your telltale sign.
Yeah, but they have where you go. Like, they have the buffet and everything, but then they have the hibachi side where you get to pick whatever you want, and you give it to the guy, and he cooks it right there for you, and you pick your sauces and stuff. It's so cool. Yeah, I've never had a buffet that's done that.
What do you mean? The one in Myrtle Beach was that way too.
No, it was not, because I would have been getting hibachi. No, I never saw
one,
that.
The one that my
here
mom and
go,
I went
Jasper,
to.
Here we go.
The one that mom and I went to over by the McDonald's where you get murdered in the drive-thru over there, that they did that. I promise you they did. And they
I went there with you guys and I never saw a hibachi thing. Anywho.
How much you want to bet?
So what's this got to do with eBay again?
I don't know. You're talking
Chinese
about
buffets have everything to do with eBay. You know that.
Hmm.
Jasper, I actually saw them butchering a pig in the parking lot behind the new China buffet down from your old house once. I believe that. I really wouldn't doubt that one bit.
That is
I've
so
seen
funny.
It done on a sidewalk in China.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
It's a thing.
I think that, Matt, I think that you say Concord.
Is he talking about me? Are you?
Maybe. He speaks weird, though. He's from up in that area Concord? Where they all sound tough.
Is that how you say it? Concord. Anyhow.
Concord? Concord. Concord?
Wicked, anyways. Wicked Concord, dude.
Wicked Concord, dude. Did we hit everything? Marketplace has been kind of slow for us because we're just getting these giant, really big pieces. I posted some up on the Pick and Flick podcast on the page.
Just one thing I wanted to say, but you kind of cut me off.
There you go. Say that.
Concord.
Concord.
That's not how you pronounce that. That is not right.
You do up in his area.
That's how you say it in Mass.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. There was one other thing I wanted to talk about real quick, and that was the Extreme Unboxing Show. That is... on Annie. We watched both episodes. There are a lot of familiar faces. I wish to God that I still that screenshot that you sent me, Jasper, the one lady there that is in bed with BULQ, you know, where you go get all of your pallet supplies.
Yeah.
You know, the best place to shop in the world. Remember that misspelling, the stuff that she had on that board? I still laugh about that.
Yeah.
One of her things was, anyway, she's on that. We absolutely hate the show. It's as bad as we thought it was going to be. And Barrett, you could probably answer this question if you're still around. Have you ever seen a Gaylord of Target ever manifested? Because I didn't think that any of that came manifested ever. But they tried to play it off that they had left-handed bows that were like, did you see that one?
Yeah, but
with it was the second episode,
right? Yeah, yeah. It ended up being just sunglasses and wrong on which UPC.
We have seen that before, like on a manifest where they would say,
"Oh, sure,
it was a $50 item," but then all those $50 items were actually $2 items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely happens. But that was kind of weird, and I'm thinking that I don't know. That was just weird. Maybe it was manifested only because it was purchased like every other professional that only orders online for extremely expensive prices and actually pay more for shipping and freight than they do for the actual pallet. I was reading a lot on Reddit about it too, which really made me laugh because there was a lot of people on there talking about, man, wait till these people, God forbid this show gets very big and people, you know, start ordering even more on liquidation.com in bulk, because that's all they tell you. That's what they tell you the business is about, right? You order online. Same with YouTube culture. That's what we've been talking about for so long, is with YouTube, everybody orders online, or so they make you think that anyways. But I thought it was terrible. Did you hate it? Because I did.
I hated it.
I didn't like it. I'm still trying to decide if I don't like who I hate most, either Stephanie and whatever her husband is.
Well,
or
they used to be cool. Like, they used to dumpster diving. They would go to the flea markets. They wouldn't stand there and look at every item, which is, by the way, manifested. Those are manifested because they show them in the beginning and then they go on every single item. I mean, it is so annoying. It's so bad. And they do that in their videos now. In the last like year, it's been that way.
And the other couple, the girl with the black hair, that they have their own store because they're so
The Rochester people up near
I hate them. I can't stand that girl. She's so annoying.
Well, we have her on next week as an interview, so that's gonna be good.
Do we really?
No.
No.
God, no. I don't want to talk to any of those people, to be honest with you.
No.
What happened with the psychic the other night, by the way? Side note.
I don't know. We had a nice time. You should join us once in a while.
I listened back to that episode while I was going to sleep. It was very nice.
Yeah, it was fun. We just you know, talked for a while, and yeah, it was fun.
Well, Knox, your homework is to watch the Extreme Unboxing both episodes, so you'll know what we're talking about.
And I'll check it out.
You can tell me who you hate the most.
My other homework is to actually get some things listed up and sold, so I can talk about selling things instead of
did we motivate you a little bit?
Yeah.
Good.
I feel like an effing loser right now.
Don't feel like that.
Gotta get to listing. Listen, trust me.
Mom always says the fun part is finding the stuff.
Oh, it totally is. I love that part a lot.
Listing it.
Yep.
It's a matter of having the undisturbed time. That's the thing. That's the part that, you know.
It is hard to sit down and just list, but I get my Judge Judy on the TV, and I just go to town. We did a couple of nice sessions. Tobin says, working in broadcasting, you know everything is fake. True. I actually met a producer from Storage Wars back in the day, 2009 to 2010. We were talking about the show versus reality, and he was said they plan things. And that's true. There's a lot of videos. There's a lot of photographic evidence as well. If you stop, there are certain episodes that have some timelines, and there's some YouTube videos that are actually pretty good where it will show you how they are so lazy, and we're so lazy on that show where they would move some certain good items into in the same episode. You would see them in different units, and it's yeah, there's a lot of that, and we know that. Well, how about this? In Jasper, I don't know if you noticed this in Extreme Unboxing. Did you see in Steven Steph's one that they are in their foyer, in their living room, not living room, but in their house, in their foyer where you come in on tile, and there's a perfectly built pallet all wrapped all the way up. Did you notice that?
I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, well, watch
really
next time.
Yeah, it's really weird. Mm-hmm. Although I would say, like, because when Creed first pointed that out, I was like, yeah, that's really weird. How did they even get that in their house? But then after looking at it on the second episode, it really does look like they built, like, that room for doing that, which is kind of weird.
Well, I mean, they do a lot. They do a lot of videos. Yeah. But I really enjoyed that because I'm pretty sure they're building their own and then wrapping them up and then doing that. And then I noticed the Ohio boys. They go through this whole thing of them cutting all the wrap off the side of a Gaylord for some reason. Then they go to it, and the plastic's back on it again. Terrible editing. Anyways, we've rambled enough. We've hit everything. Was there anything about managed payments that we didn't get to? I hope we covered it. Hope we covered it pretty good.
Yeah, I think pretty good.
Knox, you did we cover everything that you got? You know, you're gonna get some listing done this week.
I will. I'll have something good to report. Are we gonna jump on end of the week as usual, normal time?
Oh, that's up to you people. Hell, I can jump on any time. So that's up to you.
No, I know, but we try and space them out exact, right? I mean, it's
yeah.
Yeah, I work Monday through Friday this week. So I mean, I can do Friday night or any time after
weekend. Cool. Weekend again.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Any last words from anybody?
No. I'm sorry, the train was a little spotty tonight. Yeah, wasn't running on time.
That's right.
Did you
love
see
the train.
Did you see the other one that was zipping around real fast?
The one that I think you had went off the rails a couple times.
Yeah, yeah, that was a tin one. That's a tin train.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. The Pick and Flip podcast will be back probably on Friday, I would imagine. Maybe we'll be back with a unboxing or something during the week. Who knows? I guess I have no idea when we'll see everybody again, but make sure to keep up with the page. Please, Pick and Flip podcast on Facebook. It's PNF podcast on Facebook. Make sure to like that and click the bell notification and all that. All right, guys, we'll see you later. Thank you for joining us.